May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be always acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. I was supposed to be here a couple of years ago. And that happened to be by circumstance the first Sunday that we were closed down with COVID. And you had confirmation candidates waiting and everything. And I thought, whew. I've been here obviously since then and at John's ordination the other night, but not in a liturgical function like today. And so what a pleasure it is. And thank you, John, so very, very much for the invitation to be the preacher at your very first celebration of the Eucharist. To officiate at the Eucharist for clergy, you probably already know this, and the clergy most definitely know it, but it is the greatest honor and the greatest privilege that they ever get to exercise in all of their ministry. I mean, there's a reason why I and others like me have said to clergy that the pinnacle of your career is the day you get ordained, and everything after that is a lateral move. You know, and it's true. And it's, you know, it's kind of, it's not many works are like that, but it is true. When you stand at the altar and assist and lead the people in that wonderful sacrament, for clergy, that's as good as it gets. That's as good as it gets. There is nothing better than that. And no matter what has gone on all week, what meetings you've had or what conflicts you've experienced or joys you've experienced as well, there's something rather wonderful at the culmination of it all around the table with the people of God. So for that and a whole bunch of other reasons, it's a delight to be here. And thank you, John. And thank you, Rhonda, for accommodating me. I always feel like I'm sort of being tested out here with Ann Day sitting right there. You know, we started out together a long time ago. So it's so good to see you and Bruce. I would not be a very good bishop if I encouraged people of faith to play fast and loose with the lectionary, the readings that are assigned for the day. That said, I'm going to play fast and loose with the lectionary just a little bit. Because there's some things that I'd like to talk about, and today's gospel says a lot of interesting things, and we could preach umpteen sermons on it, and preachers have for centuries preached umpteen things on it, but it does, in fact, warn us about the coming of the Spirit. And I have absolute confidence that your extremely well-educated clergy will have some lovely things to say about the coming of the Spirit and the season of Pentecost, and in fact, the feast of Pentecost, second to Easter probably, and the primary feast of our church. They'll have lots to say about that. And trusting in that reality, I'd like to say something about the Eucharist. And I'd like to do that because this is John's first celebration of the Eucharist. And I thought, well, there's no one in the room that's been thinking more about the Eucharist than him in these last days and probably last months in anticipation of this and this day. But I might use his thinking about it and praying about this glorious moment for him, and maybe we can all talk about it. And maybe we can all think about the Eucharist today. And That can never be a bad thing. And I can only do that knowing that you're going to hear all about the Holy Spirit and Pentecost from these two later. Thomas Long, one of my favorite preachers of all time, tells this lovely story. He was in New York City, and in New York City there's a center that's a lot like our center 454, and it's called 910, which I'm guessing is the address, same as 454 is also an address. And it's a food, it's where people go to eat and enjoy meals and fellowship and helps of whatever is needed at the time. And This was on the Labor Day weekend, and strangely enough, a lot of the social service agencies in New York in those days closed on the holiday. And I don't think that happens now, but at the time of this encounter, they were closed. And Tom, when he was in New York, would volunteer at a center called 910, and he would volunteer there when he was there. So we got to know some of the characters that would frequent 910. And he was down in the subway, and he saw one of these men named Michael, and he said, "Michael, how are you?" Michael said, "I'm great. Who are you?" "I'm Tom. You might remember me from 910. "Yes, I do." And he said, "I was wondering, where did you eat today?" Thinking that 910 was closed. It wasn't closed. Michael says, "I ate at 910. Tom says, "Was it okay?" He said, "You have no idea." He said, "There were hundreds of people there, and the bread was this thick, and the salad came out in bowls that were this big." He says, "You have no idea what we experienced there. It was fantastic." And Tom says to us, in the midst of the social and moral death we call homelessness, for a brief moment, Michael had a glimpse of the messianic banquet. For a brief moment, pain was set aside, injustice was set aside, dignity was restored, and Michael sat down at the messianic table and feasted. And he came seeking food and nourishment, and he left blessing God and thanking God for bread this thick and salad in bowls this big, with hundreds and hundreds of people, apparently. John MacQuarrie was a popular theologian in my earlier years, and he would say to us that the Holy Eucharist is not for the clever, and it is definitely not for the sophisticated. Rather, the Holy Eucharist is for those who are prepared to acknowledge their emptiness. For those who come with empty hands and an empty heart, and there is Eucharist. Meister Eckhart, one of the great sort of mystic and spiritual theologian, was asked the question, you know, "I think I have lost my connection with God. I've lost my faith. I don't know what to do. I don't know where to go. I don't know how to handle that." And his advice to this person was, he says, if you've lost your encounter or your experience of God, he says, you go back to where you last encountered God. Start there and begin again. I have a hunch that for many of us, that place where we will start again, that place for those of us who have lost our deep sense of the holy and the sacred, I suspect that the place where we last saw that or felt that or experienced that was around the table. Not for all of us, obviously. Everyone has their own story. But I think for many of us, that last deep, deep experience was around the holy table. Around the table of the Lord, we find bread this thick and salad in bowls this big and wine that never ends. That's what we find at the table of the Lord. We find Jesus there. We find Jesus here. And we feast and we ingest and we take in to our bodies, into our hearts, into our souls, into our minds, the fullness and the completeness of Jesus. So if we're doing like Macquarie says, and we come here with empty hands and empty hearts seeking, and we are filled with bread this thick and salad in bowls this big, we come seeking, we are filled, and we leave, and we bless God. And we thank God. I heard a story from an old Brit who was very much in the prime of her life around the time of the bombings in London, and she tells this story of being in a bomb shelter during one of the raids, and they had these young kids there, and they couldn't get them quiet, and they were just crying all the time, and they're upset and they're agitated, and they knew there was something up there, and they didn't know how to quiet them to bring them calm. And one smart person gave each of these children a loaf of bread. And they held it. They held their loaf of bread. And they went to sleep. They knew they could eat. They knew they won't be hungry. Today's gospel, my one reference to today's gospel says, I will not leave you orphaned, I will be coming to you. In today's feast that we will share together, the image that perhaps mystics have used for many centuries, it is the place where earth and heaven meet. Earth and heaven meet in this gathered community around this table, around this sacrament of bread and wine. And we will sit in that sacred space between earth and heaven. And we will thank God for the food that nourishes our soul. And we'll leave here blessing God for having our souls nourished and fed. Jesus will come to you this morning in bread this thick, in salad bowls this big, and with wine that never stops flowing. And we will thank God for John, who will preside, because we have asked him to, we have called him to, and he has been ordained to do it. And he will preside, and his job is to do everything within his power to make sure that for us, to the best of his ability, earth and heaven kiss, and we're fed with bread this thick and salad bowls this big with hundreds and hundreds of people and ever-flowing wine. May God bless you. Amen.